You guys got the packets, so we're good?
Yep, all set.
Okay, good. I was going to say, silence is consensus in my world, so I just want to make sure before we start. So I'm going to call the meeting to order. The first item on the agenda is approval of the minutes. Is there a motion to approve the minutes?
I'll make such a motion. This is Doug.
Great. Thanks, Doug. I'll second that. Just one thing I want to point out in the agenda is item number 7. We talked about future agenda items. And at this meeting, we actually wanted to bring up the agency's goals and initiatives. I don't think that's part of this agenda today, so if we can just make sure that is added to the next agenda, I think that would be helpful. So that's the only item that I'd like to make sure is carried through for our meeting in 2 weeks from now. Any other discussion or feedback on the minutes?
None from me.
Okay. See none. All those in favor of approving the minutes, say aye.
Aye, Doug.
Aye, Josh.
Great. The minutes are approved. Moving down to the next item, which is approval of the loans. We have, I believe it is 7 loans that we are looking at from all over the...
About $4.6 million.
Yep. So is there a motion to approve the loans?
I'll make such a motion, Doug.
Great. I'll second that. So moving into discussion, Rich, do you want to maybe walk us through these loans?
Sure. You know, most of them are fairly standard fare. I would like to point out 2. Number 5, the loan to Muskego, is a $1.4 million approximately development incentive for a $34 million development in one of their tax incremental districts. The development is going to include 90 apartments and over 50,000 square feet of commercial. So that's a pretty big deal for Muskego. The one right below it is in Reedsburg, and that is a development incentive for a $5 million project that includes 50 apartment units. It's phase one of an anticipated three-phase project that will add a substantial amount of housing to the city of Reedsburg. You know, housing in rural communities has been an issue over the past several years in economic development, because if you can't find a place to live, it's pretty hard to accept a job in some of these communities. And so we're pretty happy to play a part in these projects.
For Reedsburg, that is a big deal. Population of Reedsburg.
Yeah, that's right. Does anybody have any questions?
No, the only kind of comment that I have, and I don't know if this is feasible, but just to put it out there, I think to your point, Rich, knowing that these are kind of more significant financial development incentive packages that we're helping to finance, if it's appropriate or if it's even available, this would be, I think, a good place to put a sign that says, you know, we've helped finance these two buildings, because this is a really active kind of, these are active communities, there's good traffic in these spaces, and so I don't know if there's a way that we can maybe pursue putting something up there, but I do think letting people know that the BCPL was an important piece to financing these two projects, to me, that would, I think when I look at all these loans, like those two just stand out as appropriate to kind of highlight that.
Well, I know that we talked about having some construction-type signs made that you will see on construction projects as you're driving down the street, saying construction financing provided by X Bank or Y Bank.
Right.
To have something like that with our name and logo on it may raise the stature or awareness of BCPL in some of these communities. And so I don't know where that project lies right now. But we can certainly look into that.
So I just put it out there. We've made a design. I think the question is, would that be an ask when we go back to them to hang a sign up?
Oh, sure.
In fact, I
could just call them right now.
And I think that might be something I know that we've talked about. So
typically, what's those signs up would be, I mean, would the contractor be doing it? Did they put up all the fencing?
I really have no idea.
Why don't I call up Dave Vogel at Vogel Brothers Builders and find out what they have?
How that works.
Good idea. We can hand it off to the contractor, and they'll put it up when they put their fence up. That'd be a lot easier.
I think that would be great. Sending
somebody out with the...
The best time to do it was to ask to be there for some type of groundbreaking. You bring the sign with you.
I think so.
Do you want to hand a big check?
Hey, you guys, it's hard to hear from the conversation right now.
Right.
Sorry, Josh. We're just talking about helping to get visibility for these two projects. So what Tom suggested, and I think that this is accurate, is ask if we can maybe be at the groundbreaking and then present our sign that says Board of Commissioner of Public Lands, and then below it says, you know, Attorney General Josh Call, Secretary of State Stokel Solid, and Treasurer Sarah Godlewski helped finance this project. So I think if we can maybe follow up with that, that'd be terrific.
You know, I think that would work great. I think in these two circumstances, the projects may have already broken ground, and so it may be more of a check presentation type of thing.
Sure.
than a handing somebody a golden shovel.
And I think even if it's a check, but then if we can hang up the sign on the fence,
right.
To me, it's more the longevity of let's hang something that can stand there for a while.
Well, and you probably get some newspaper coverage.
I think that'd be great. Okay.
Well, this is Doug. Interesting conversation. I agree with the idea. So quite often when you're out traveling around the world or the country, you'll see some construction going on, and there'll be a big sign hung up on the fence. This was made possible by a grant from blah, blah, United States government or state of Missouri or whatever. I think those signs are put up pretty regularly.
And that's exactly what we're going for, Doug. So it's just to just start introducing this concept when appropriate.
But what I don't know is why would it only apply to those two? Why wouldn't it apply... Number 4, for example.
I mean, I'll be honest. I think that there's a lot of opportunity to grow this initiative. I'm also just sensitive about the bandwidth of the BCPL staff. We don't have Vicky anymore. We're looking at filling a position for accounting. So I'm also just trying to be realistic in our expectations. And so to me, we haven't tried this idea yet. These would be two perfect projects to try and see if it works, and then we can grow that this initiative, if it's successful.
Well, let me ask somebody with history, maybe Tom, I don't know. In the past, have we ever said to the people borrowing money from us to please acknowledge the loan in any material involving this project, whether it's a school that's adding on something, or whether in the case of number four, they're doing some sort of road infrastructure projects. Have we ever asked in the past, as just a regular thing, please acknowledge our loan?
We have asked in the past, and there have been some communities that were open-minded about it, but it never had progressed beyond a conversation. Every once in a while, there would be a community that would be willing to do some kind of media event. But those were kind of few and far between. Not the last treasurer, but the treasurer before that, when Kurt was on the board, you may remember, Kurt liked to do some media from time to time at communities. But I think during the time that Kurt was in office, maybe 6 or 7 times they did it, and that was about it.
I'm not referring to media so much as just when they put up a sign at the construction site or whatever they're doing, that at that particular place they should acknowledge the loan. Get asked them, see what they say.
Doug, this is Jonathan on their question about why not some of these others. Really, the two that are most appropriate are these two economic development projects. It's you know, the other one is refinancing a municipal garage debt or purchasing trucks and equipment or river road development. That's kind of hard to do, but an economic development play where we're really a key part of the structure is a very, I think it's a really good thing to do, and there'll be others, but
right.
I'm just pointing out these two really stand out.
Yep. Any other discussion on the loan? Okay. Seeing none, all those in favor of approving the loan, say aye.
Aye, Doug.
Aye.
Aye, Josh.
Wonderful. The loans have been approved. So there is no old business. There is technically no new business. So we will move into routine business. And we'll start with Rich's investment report.
I guess all I really wanted to point out this month was that, you know, as you probably are aware, stock prices are at all-time highs. Bond prices are very high also, which forces interest rates low. And so over the past few months, we have been holding a large cash position, which is a good thing in this environment, I believe, because we're not being penalized a whole lot because the interest that we are earning on our cash is very near what we would be earning on longer-term bonds. It also provides us with some flexibility in case something happens in the market in the future. We are looking at potential commitments to venture capital funds and real estate funds, and so we will be committing a significant portion of that cash over the next few months. But I think that the flexibility that the cash position affords us is quite valuable right now. I included, a copy of the portfolio report for both the bonds and the stocks as of the end of the fiscal year. Both portfolios are doing quite well. Does anybody have any questions?
I would have given the same report, Rich, so I don't have any questions or comments. I mean, I think to your point, the one thing that the investment committee to share with those on the phone has been aggressively looking at is real estate, and I do agree with what Rich has said, is it's important for us to really start looking at this. I think this is a golden opportunity to ensure that we are moving into the real estate market because of the way that just the Fed has been operating with interest rates. And we know that public equities have just been off the chart. So I think there's the best yield that we can look at moving forward just in this current environment is really the real estate market. And we've done our due diligence, and we will continue to find the best real estate deals.
We have a meeting set up with the SWIB real estate team next week to discuss what their views on the market and certain structures are and certain managers, and we're looking forward to that. And we'll continue as the investment committee moves forward looking at specific fund commitments.
Yep.
Do you want to describe what we've been doing in terms of the meetings with the real estate funds, or have we already done that?
Well, I think that we've included that in a lot of our reporting, but we have been meeting with several of the larger open-ended funds, which are termed core and core plus in the industry. And those funds own the best buildings in the fastest growing cities, and they're very stable funds, and we are looking forward to making some choices among the people that have provided information to the investment committee.
All right. Any questions for Rich? Okay. Thanks, Rich. Moving to the executive secretary's report.
Yeah, I don't have anything earth-shaking to report, but we, as you know, created an LPE position vacancy to try and fill Vicki's position temporarily and have not thus far had a lot of takers in the middle of the summer to work part-time or even for temporary full-time. Tom and I are working on polishing the job description for Vicki's position. It's pretty close to being where it needs to be. But I think we're going to go to DPM and ask for authorization on filling this full-time, but still keep our eyes open for a part-time or a temporary employee. It's a challenge for the staff here. We got through the vacation period for the most part, and Vicki stayed till what, July 7th? And so she was very helpful in drafting a kind of a I called it the Great American Novel, but she drafted a very voluminous explication of all the duties that her position has, and that's proving to be very helpful. So she exited it, working and doing what she needed to do and helping us all the way down the line. That's all I have to report.
All right. Moving down to my report, and I apologize. I swear I did not see this report on agency goals, initiatives, and strategies on the agenda, but it's there. I think what I just want to highlight, and we can get into detail more maybe next meeting, is that ultimately Tom, Jonathan, Rich, and I have kind of pulled together three ultimate high-level goals for the organization, which I think really fits the core functions of what the BCPL does. So we have a goal around our land and land management. We've got a goal around investments, and then we have a goal around BCPL operations. And so what we kind of talked about is 2 years from now, what are some things that under each bucket that we want to make sure that we accomplish? And I think we've identified a handful of things for the end of 2019 as well as the end of 2020 to really help prioritize kind of where we're going and what that looks like. So we can share that with the group, I think, next week. But I was really happy with the exercise. I think it was helpful for the group, and I think it's something that will help guide us moving forward.
Sounds good. Thank you for that work.
Yeah, of course. Okay, so then I have nothing else to report. I think the last thing is this future agenda item. So anything from the people on the, from anyone on the phone? Any other future agenda items?
I don't have any.
Neither.
Okay. Well, seeing none, is there a motion to adjourn?
I will so move. Doug.
I second.
Great. So moved and seconded. All those in favor of adjournment, say aye.
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 All right. The meeting is adjourned. Thank you, guys, and enjoy the rest of your week.
Thank you.
Thank you, too.